And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of sculptor-architect Maya Ying Lin, born in Athens, Ohio, 1959, to parents who fled China in 1948 before the communist takeover. They were both professors at Ohio State University. She studied architecture, sculpture at Yale, and it was then she heard about a national competition to design a monument to honor Vietnam War veterans. She designed a sleek black granite wall that would be inscribed with the names of 58,000 American soldiers killed or missing in action in Vietnam. It was dramatically different from a typical war memorial. She won the contest, and her memorial now stands in the northwest corner of the National Mall in Washington. It was opened November the 11th, 1982. It's the birthday of the astrophysicist and author Neil deGrasse Tyson, born in 1958, grew up in the Bronx. Tyson, host of the popular shows Cosmos, A Spacetime Odyssey, and Star Talk. Tyson, who once said, "Humans want to think that they're the center of the world. Children think this way. Then you come into adulthood, and it's a little disappointing to learn that's not the case. We still think of events happening locally in our lifetimes as significant in a way that is out of proportion with reality. This can be depressing to some people if you come into it with a high ego. If you go into it with no ego at all, you realize that you can be special not for being different, for being a participant in life on Earth. That participation, if you're open to it, can be quite illuminating, even spiritually uplifting. You're a part of all of life on Earth. Earth is part of all the planets that exist in the galaxy. The galaxy is part of an entire system of the universe." It's the birthday of the scientist Robert Hutchings Goddard, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1882, known as the father of the space age. From childhood, he was fascinated by the idea of space travel from reading H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, began studying physics, and in 1926, he launched the world's first liquid-propelled rocket, small rocket that went up 41 feet, landed 184 feet away, established the world's first professional rocket proving ground in Roswell, New Mexico. And it was on this day in 1877, Chief Joseph surrendered to U.S. cavalry at Bears Paw, Montana, and said, "My heart is sick and sad from where the sun now stands. I will fight no more forever." Here's a poem for today by Jeff Coomer, "Some Advice for Clearing Brush." "Walk noisily to declare your presence. The rabbits and deer will leave as soon as they hear you coming, but the snakes need time to process your intentions. Take a moment to be certain of what you're cutting. Many stems look alike down close to the ground, especially when they're young. Look up occasionally. Don't begrudge the wild roses for whipping thorns across your face and arms, or the honeysuckle for tangling your feet and pulling the pruners from your hands. You do the same in their place. Honor them with a clean cut. Never begin when you're angry, or you might not stop until there's nothing left to hold the soil. Always wear gloves and keep your eye on the blade." Poem by Jeff Coomer, "Some Advice for Clearing Brush," from his collection A Potentially Quite Remarkable Thursday, published by Last Leaf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.